You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Hey y'all, happy new year. Welcome to Just Saying. Thank you for joining us for another Friday with your favorite girlfriends. Now we got a big announcement. It's a new year, it's a new me, it's a new you, it's a new April. Hey! So instead of your Friday night girlfriends, we are now officially going to be your happy hour girlfriends. That's right. We are changing our airtime. I know. Don't panic. Just stay with us. So we are now going to air every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We felt like we was leaving all our folks on the East Coast out. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to be watching us at 10 o'clock at night? So we trying to change that up so we don't mess with nobody's date night. You know, you still get your boo time in. So stick with us, all right? New year, new changes, new us. Jennifer is not with us today, unfortunately, but my girl is holding it down.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Barely.
She's trying to act like she's sick, but I'm saying, look at her. Does she look sick to y'all?
Can't judge a book by its cover.
She looks amazing. You don't look sick. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You have a good holiday?
I did.
Me too.
I did. How about you?
Fabulous.
I saw you over there international.
Fabulous holidays.
All of the designer
fabulous. I want to go back.
Listen, I want to take a vacation, Diane Valentine style. I'm like, listen, Sean. He like, you better stop following Diane on Instagram.
Oh my goodness, we have fun. We have fun.
But it was your anniversary too. So
yes.
Everybody, it was the holiday and yes. The anniversary. So happy anniversary again.
I'm glad you guys had an amazing time. It was fabulous. So let's jump into the night because it is Friday. It's happy hour. We are still Woo-hoo! Having a cocktail, even though Mrs. Daniels has her
I got
water.
A glass of vodka.
And I got some sparkling stuff.
Yeah.
So if you want to know our recipe for tonight, I'm going to tell you right now. Or should April tell you? How about April tell you right now?
Water. And what's that bougie drink called?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Yes.
Now,
you know, we decided to start the year, you know, light and, you know, just try to do something a little bit different. We understand some of our viewers don't always drink alcohol. So we just want to, you know, have a happy medium for those who like to, you know, get a little tipsy and those who like to just keep it, you know, ladylike.
Don't believe her. All right. So those of you at home, grab your cocktail because you're ready. You're about to get on the ride with us, okay? So now you are listening to a track. This one is called Good Enough. It's by Compton Brown featuring Ari. So let us know what you think. Are you feeling this one? Do you like it? Do you not like it? I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like I need to hit some Fetty Wap right about now.
Oh, that's terrible,
Keep
Diane.
It 100.
It's nice.
Oh, my goodness. So if you are a producer, a singer, a songwriter, a vocalist, maybe you just head at a choir on Sunday mornings. But you might want us to feature your track, your voice. So send it to us. Reach out to us at justsayinglive@gmail.com. And just maybe we will have you rock with us next week. All right. So now it is time.
For Just Her. I got like 52 pages in front of me. And I'm like, my brain is going away, people. I'm just getting over a cold. But however, we're going to keep it moving. Just Her. First, we would love to take a moment to give our condolences to Jennifer and her absence. You know, unfortunately, her mother passed recently. And, you know, everybody, we just want you to send your love, your kind words, your prayers, your well wishes to Jennifer for the passing of her mother, Shirley Temple Guyton. Yes, Shirley Temple. Isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
Yes, apparently she had a love for Shirley Temple and her mother, you know, well, her mother, per se, Jen's grandmother. And so she named her after the late Shirley Temple. Yeah. So we know this is a difficult time for Jen. She's trying to push through, but you know, the more support you have, you make that transition a little bit easier. So make sure you send her some love on today. Yeah. The homegoing services is tomorrow and Saturday. And so, you know, we want to hold her down. Yeah. Moving on to not so good news again, the Natalie Cole. She passed away recently. Yeah, after battling a long series of illnesses in relation to IPAH and hepatitis C, you know, gone too soon. You know, she definitely will be unforgettable to so many. And, you know, we love to send our condolences to the Cole family and her member family members and loved ones as well. And may they rest in peace. Now, moving on to even heavier news, Bill Cosby. So apparently last week he was arraigned in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. Bail was set at $1 million. He has since then been released. He now has to return back to court January 14th. And if found guilty, he will have to register as a sex offender. So, you know, it's one of those stories that just really, it really breaks the heart of many because, you know, when you think you got one great role model and then it has to be such a tragic twist towards, you know, the end years of it all. A lot of celebrities have been affected by this. You know, it's been kind of split, but more recently, you know, I have to say a lot of people are starting to second guess whether these allegations are true or not. However, some are not. The game was very public, as he always is on his social media. But, you know, this time he really had a good point. You know, we see so many other people, for instance, these different police officers kill these innocent black men, and it's so senseless, and yet they get slapped on the wrist or not even slapped on the wrist and just going about their life. And yet this man, you know, has done so much for so many. And again, it's like making an example out of an African-American male to, you know, punish him or to have him on the forefront and make an example, you know. And I'm not downplaying what he's being accused of because no one was there. We don't know the truth. I, however, will say I wish, you know, I encourage women that this happens to come sooner. It just makes your case so much stronger. Unfortunately, these ladies didn't have the courage or they were, you know, a little bit reluctant to step forth 20 years ago or whatever the time frame, because there was allegations made as early as 1965. And, you know, so I really encourage any woman who thinks she's been sexually assaulted, date rape, anything, come forward. However, on the flip side of that, I agree with the game that, you know, when will the justice system work across the board for everything? Why do they pick and choose what they want to make a mockery out of?
They do. However, I will say the one woman from, was it Temple University?
Yes.
She did come forward.
Yes.
She did come forward. She did try to fight it.
She did
try to tell her story. She did try to say, hey, he did this to me and this is not okay. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
Yeah,
you know, money just sweeps stuff under the rug. So
it definitely does. But
I know that there is a double standard in America.
It is.
A double standard. We live in a black and white world. We just do. I wish we didn't, but we just do. And I hate when people say that we don't, because you ain't walked in our shoes. You don't know what it's like. However, I will say that Bill Cosby needs to rot in jail if he did that to them women. I ain't lying.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He need to be thrown under the jail.
But let me ask you this, because you look at Bill Cosby, and I think what's close to him, and I know this isn't a segment, so I know we got to be a little bit quick about it, but you look at Woody Allen.
Yes.
Why wasn't that example made out of Woody Allen?
Because he married
Woody
his
Allen,
daughter.
Wait a minute. Woody Allen was a child rapist, child molester, divorced his wife to marry his adopted daughter.
Yes.
All movies are still on the air. TV, accomplishments still acknowledged, awards and honors still upheld.
He's a pedophile. He's a pedophile. But he
it's
married
okay.
his victim. It's not okay, but he married his victim. And Woody Allen ain't black.
Yeah, but, you know, and then they get upset when the African-American communities react. But this is why we react. You don't do anything. The judicial system is not for everyone. It's for some of us.
Yes.
And so, you know, we really need to encourage a change, not just when we lose a brother or a sister, but we need to keep this going, this momentum throughout, because that's the only way we want to make change. Mm-hmm. That's the only way. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we can't do what everybody does. Point in case, the group of men that took over the federal building.
That's
armed and dangerous, you know? And they asking them, would you like a juice pack? Would you like some crackers? Can we get you a blanket? The temperature feels like it's about to drop.
Ain't that crazy?
But then, you know, St. Louis can lose one of their own, and they're out protesting, yes, not in a violent way, yes, and they're being gassed, they're being threatened, they're, yep, being thrown in jail. Yep. So, you know, it really, it just... I can't even imagine when Jet becomes 20 what the world would look like.
I'm telling you, it's the one time in life I'm like thankful that I don't have sons.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's really...
Because it's scary.
It is.
Look, black women at home, I want you to hide your husbands, hide your black boys.
Hide your cat, hide your dog. If it's black,
hide anything black. They coming for us. They coming for us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they are, you know. And it's just, I don't know what the solution is, but we have to find one. We have to, and we have to really... ride that wave, and not just when it's something in the media.
Yeah.
Like, and they need to hear from us when there's nothing in
the media.
When
there's nothing happening, I know. But you know, while I was in Italy, we did a private tour one day of, like, the top wedding and event locations in Rome. And we were talking with the woman just about, you know, we were at the Colosseum, and so we were talking about the barbaricness of entertaining people for the sake of, you know, killing people and all of that. And she was saying, we were saying just how people are just people. And she was like, well, look at everything that's happening in America. It's really modern day slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It's really modern day slavery. The immigrants that come here work for wages that are far below what's fair, yeah, right? The way that black young men are being assassinated by law enforcement. She was like, it's just modern day slavery. It's the same thing.
It is.
And I was like, that is so true.
Right. You don't look at it like
that. You don't
that
look at it like that, right? Yeah, but I'm like, oh, my God, it is so true, because these black men walking the streets have no rights. Mm-hmm. They have no voices.
Doesn't matter.
Just at the mercy of who's ever holding a gun.
Right. You're like, I'm going to the store. Please, God, don't let any officers mess with me just because.
Yes.
I'm going to my car. Like, you know, it's just crazy.
It's really scary.
It is.
It is really scary.
Absolutely.
And thank God for, what's his name? What's the Apple man? That's crazy, huh? Steve Jobs. Thank God for Steve Jobs, right? Because now everybody is recording it.
Yeah.
And now we're not like angry black women.
Right.
Now it's like black people aren't really angry.
No.
This is really happening.
Even though the footage means nothing. But yes, thank you, Steve Jobs, because, you know, people are like, nah, I got
footage. It's on Instagram. You shot that boy.
Yeah, yeah. I did see, though, recently, and I know off the record, Sandra Bland, the officer that arrested him. Something. I think he is about to be terminated or something of that sort. They finally brought charges against him
because
he lied for perjury.
What?
He lied about how he arrested her. So that was really good to see. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we have to stay.
Got to celebrate our victories.
We have to
definitely. That girl ain't killed herself.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Lord, black people don't do stuff like that.
We don't.
We beat up our wives and stuff. We ain't killing no one.
We beat up our wives. Diane, get the show rolling.
I'm just saying. We got problems. But them ain't got problems. All right, you guys. You can see I'm very opinionated today at the top of the year. All good. So let's jump into our show. Tonight's show is called Girl Fight. Because we want to know, why are women just so angry at one another? Where does it come from? Why do we do it? Why
are we
haters, right? Why are we not sisterhood? Why don't we live Rock Out With Me?
Yes,
we
Rock
wanna
Out
know.
With Me.
We want to know. So segment one, let's jump into it. Why you mad? We want to know. All right. So one man. And two women and just a bunch of drama, okay? We see it all the time in movies, on television, reality TV, Jerry Springer, real life, that there's so much focus on women fighting other women. And unfortunately, it's always, not always, it's often because of another woman, right? And then there's always seems to be a man in a mix of all of that.
Not always, but
always, but a lot of times we'd be fighting over that, right? So there's always a confrontation.
Yes.
There is foul language. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes there is violence. So these women are fighting for a man who sits back and is amused by the battle for attention.
Yes.
So, why do we as women fight each other instead of banding together against the one who caused the conflict in the first place?
Bat poop crazy. It's just, I will never understand that. I have had in my past where the boyfriend cheated and I've confronted the girl. But some of my good friendships are with those girls because it's like, yes, it's the craziest thing. Yeah. Like, for instance, Tamika Raymond.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get her down. And I met because Omar's father was cheating on me with Tamika Raymond.
I remember.
Exactly. That's how our you know, of course we weren't friends off the cuff, but I've never been a candidate of go after the girl.
Right.
Because they don't owe you anything.
Right.
The man you're in the relationship, he's the one that I'm supposed to be loyal. Yeah. I'm supposed to not cheat. He's the one that has all these obligations to you, not her. So I will never understand how a woman will be mad or ready to go to blows with another woman when, you know, and don't get me wrong, there are some women that's intentional about it. I get that. But even still, let them be miserable together. It don't even make sense.
But, you know, there's something to be said, though, about the manipulation that's got to be somewhere in there that drives women to think that I'm supposed to fight the other woman. Right? So I often wonder, like, what is the dude's involvement? Because I always feel like he's like, you know,
he's playing both sides, right? Yeah.
Because, again, thanks to Steve Jobs, so many fools is getting exposed now. Did you see the girl that had the press conference?
Yes! Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, you know, Kylie and Tyga, y'all got some stuff happening out in Calabasas.
You know, it's crazy because, you know, you don't know. Of course, the man could be, you know, making it all beautiful for her, which most cases they do.
Yes.
And then on the flip side, telling this woman, you know it's only you.
Yeah.
And then I just saw Love & Hip Hop. It was a situation. And I'm like, what in the world? What are you talking about? And then he's telling this girl, I got to go apologize to her. Like, yes, you do owe both women apologies. But don't tell me you're getting ready to go apologize to her because I'm your woman and I'm trying to figure out where's the respect for me and our union?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really crazy how the mind works.
And the fascination, I think, right now is, again, with reality television. You know what I mean? So many people are living out their relationships on television. And I wonder, does it make it more normal?
It makes it
the
okay.
The fact that we see it all the time?
Yes.
Are we more disgusted by it?
No, it makes it okay. It's more of a stamp of approval because it's like, oh, well, everybody's doing it.
Wow.
Or there's a large population that does it.
Right.
So it's really, I will never understand the woman that wants to attack the other woman.
Yeah.
I won't.
So what do you think is in the psyche of women that makes them really believe that a man is the only thing worth fighting over?
I think it's a little bit of craziness mixed with pride. And with generational dysfunction.
But do you think it's crazy or do we want to really say it may be low self-esteem? It could be psychological problems. It could be daddy issues.
Crazy. I want to say it's crazy. Because listen, if you know you have issues and you're in your right mind, you know what it is. When you want to place blame.
Not always.
I think so. I said in your right mind. Did you miss that line? You got to be in your right mind to have this conversation. But if you're one of those people that's just kind of like, what are you talking about? Just sporadic, just never making sense, always just reacting out of emotion. I don't expect you to get it. But if you're a sensible person, I would say like you and I.
Yes, we're simple.
There's no way in the world that we could find ourselves in that situation. I have been cheated on, and I am not getting ready to be out there fighting with no woman over no man.
I would
agree.
You
can have them.
I would agree.
I will take all my issues and walk.
I have never fought over a dude.
Yeah.
However, there was a moment in my life where I felt like I was crazy, and I couldn't see my crazy. Because sometimes when you in it, You just can't see the forest for the trees.
See, I've never been there. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there when I was with a dude. And I ain't going to say his name. I almost said it. But I've been there when I was in a relationship that was so toxic and so bad for me. And I couldn't see it. I was just so deeply, madly in love, infatuation, in whatever it was. So that's
really?
So what I'm saying is that, do you think that that is part of the reason why women behave so erratic? Is it their psyche that they simply can't see shit there is.
I see situations like that, right? But at some point, when you got your support system, like, girl, you tripping. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to keep ignoring the signs and still using that as a crutch of being so involved in the situation you can't see the forest from the trees? If you got 80% of the people in your life that you love and trust telling you, girl, you crazy, I need you to take some accountability.
I think it's tricky. I think it's tricky because when it comes to affairs of the heart, women lose their damn mind.
Well, listen, ladies, don't lose your mind. Tell them peace. See you later. Won't be with me. Keep it pushing. Because me and Tamika was ready to beat him up. That's how you're supposed to do it. The two women supposed to jump the guy, not each other.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, you definitely don't be, y'all worth so much more. Don't be fighting over no man. Please. It ain't worth it.
So do you think as women today, do you think that we are raising our girls to compete against each other in a subliminal, maybe unconscious way?
I think it is. I do. Mm. Now, I don't have daughters, but right. I think that when you raise a woman to be independent, it kind of gives them the state of mind like, I'm that chick. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. with independence is power. With right. independence, I want to be on the top.
Right.
So when competition comes along, you don't really, it's not, I don't really like that. I want to be up here by myself. You go down there a little bit. Don't come up here with me. I think a lot of women do think in that way. Because if they didn't, it would be a lot of power, ladies on a powerful level coming together.
That's true.
You see
your
cliques of different women in Hollywood that's like, oh, good picture time. We're girlfriends. Yes, this and that. Mm-hmm. But what are y'all doing together?
It's true. It's true. That,
don't
I mean,
come together
really
for
point.
A moment for the media. Yeah. But what are y'all doing together? Because all of you are powerful in your own right and have voices to really get some stuff done.
Yeah.
But you'll see one doing something here, one doing something there, one doing. But I haven't really seen a group of women really be the face of changing the world or trying to do things that benefit a body of people as opposed to.
I mean, but I mean, you can't really say that because I think when women have a platform, right? Some women do extraordinary things.
No,
I mean,
I'm not taking that
you know,
away from
Chime
individually
for Change or Malala,
right?
You know, the young girl who has just started a whole movement of education of educating young girls around the world. So I think that it is possible, but you know, I think there is a tough balance between raising an independent girl to be an independent woman versus raising someone to be completely dependent on a man. And I think that is a very, very tough balance. I think I'm very balanced when it comes to that because my daddy
no, you know, I think,
was a rock.
I think the woman who isn't independent is the woman that didn't have that strong family support system.
Yeah.
You know, I just think she's just finding her way. And so she's going to make those mistakes or, you know, she might go all the way left before she goes all the way right. But I do think that, you know, for instance, if you took key players and had them doing what I'm trying to do.
Right.
The race will almost be completed.
So who do we blame for that? Who do we blame for that? Because
honestly,
let me share something with you, something that I found online that I thought was really fascinating. And it says, the reason black men and black women are having a hard time with dating is because we were not raised to be compatible. Our parents raised girls to be severely independent, but raised the boys to be overly dependent on his mother. Our parents are so strict with girls, but lenient when it comes to the boys. You can't raise the boys to want feminine women, but then raise the girls to be masculine. You can't raise a woman to want a loyal man when you let the boys do irresponsible things and brush it off as them just being boys. Be consistent.
I don't agree with that.
I completely agree with that.
I'm not raising my sons to lean on mommy.
Okay.
Who wrote this?
Somebody wrote it. But I think when you look at it, generally speaking.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
Strong, independent women.
Strong, independent women. And you couple that with fathers not being in the home, not in your case, but when fathers are not in the home, I think that as women, you can't help but spoil or you can't help but try and overcompensate because that father figure is not there. And so I can easily see how women just love boys and are so hard on women. Because I think for me, I was raised, even though I have both of my parents, I was raised to be incredibly independent. Mm-hmm. Not anti-men, but just very independent. Right. And so I raised Ryan the same way. To be independent, to be strong, to stand on your own two feet, to always have choices and have power and all of that stuff. And I don't have sons, but I find it interesting because I've been talking about this to so many women. And so many women are admitting that, yes, I was strict on my daughter. I did raise her to be independent. And I have not met one black woman who will admit that she has spoiled her son.
No, I have spoiled my son. But let me tell you something. By no means are we... No. First of all, in this day and time, mm-hmm. I'll be darned if I'm raising my sons to rely on a woman for anything. They, first of all, the way we raise our sons in yes. our home, you be independent. You find someone equally yoked. I don't want you bringing some little cute woman in the house that's looking at you to do everything. I want her to have a career. I want her to be about something. I want okay. her to be raised to be independent.
Okay.
However, aside from relationships, you can't raise your boys to be those type of men. This world we live in today, you already 500 feet behind because of the color of your skin.
Okay.
You already another 1,000 feet behind because of the way the judicial system is with African-American okay. boys and men.
Okay.
You already another 3,000 feet behind because these officers want to shoot every little black boy when they feel threatened.
Okay.
So it's too much against them already.
Okay.
That I'm not going to spoil you at home because the real world don't care nothing about you.
Okay. So, okay, Sister Soldier, back on off.
How to people.
However, I get what you're saying. That happens in your house,
right.
in your life, in your household. But why, if that's the case, what you're saying, if mm-hmm. that's really the case, then why are there so many fatherless homes? And why are there so many irresponsible men that are not taking care of their families for whatever reason?
I can't speak on why it's that.
No, you gonna speak on it.
What you want me to
just saying that now? How about that?
I mean, I can't give you the reason why. I think first of all, these girls are making permanent decisions with temporary men.
Okay,
that's why there's fatherless
children.
We're
talking about the women. We're talking about the boys that are spoiled. That mothers
yeah, but you
have
just,
ruined.
No. You just asked me about the men that's not in the boys' lives. That's the answer to that question. I don't think they're looking for that long-term guy that's going to be what they need in a father. I just don't. I don't think women think that far in relation. Not all women, but I think a large amount of women don't go that far to what if we have a child together.
I agree.
Because if I knew what I know now.
Of course.
Omar's father would not have been the man I had a baby with.
We all know that.
Yes.
So we all know women make dumb decisions
absolutely.
When we're in love.
Absolutely.
But I'm not talking about the women. I'm talking about why are so many men so irresponsible? Why are so many men so comfortable with having children and walking away from them and walking away from responsibilities and everything else? I think it's because they mama spoiled them rotten. Partly it's because of
the
mama.
I don't think it's because of that. Because most of the men that, I don't know. I would like to believe most of the men that do that.
Yeah.
It's not about spoiled because half of them ain't got a pot to piss in and trifling themselves.
Oh, no.
So how are they spoiled? When I hear spoiled, you're getting everything from me.
But spoiled doesn't have to be possessions or anything like that.
You mean just letting them have their way to do whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, and the girls are letting them have their way. Because let me tell you something. If you try to walk away from your responsibilities, I'm going to drag you through the mud. Unless the Lord say to me, let it go, I got you. In my case, that's what he said to me.
Right.
But if I had a child with a man and he wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing, if you want change, you have to do something different.
So you're saying blame the women?
No, I'm not saying blame the women, but I'm saying if there's men
that
have responsibilities,
not the mothers
make
who
him,
raise the worthless
well, what's,
suckers.
What's the woman? What are we going to do with the mama? If the damage is done,
let us move on. Let
you know
us
what?
Just move on.
Listen, privileged Diane over there.
No. Ladies at home, we want to hear from you and we want honest feedback. Do you agree that we raise our daughters to be these
yes,
independent souls
we
and
do.
Then we allow our boys
heck no.
to be soft, to be irresponsible.
Me and you gonna fall out
in the name of love. I want to hear from you. Now, let's get into rapid fire.
I ain't talking to you no more.
We're playing rapid fire. Now, this is the way this is going to work.
Okay.
So I'm going to
okay.
say a word.
Okay.
Okay? And you got to give me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay? What we're doing is, since Jen is not here, we're
going
back
and forth.
Okay. All right?
Okay.
I'm going first.
You go
damn
first.
Damn it.
Bossy thing.
All right. Here we go. Vaseline before a fight.
Me and you.
Around the way, girl. All right. WNBA season opener.
What's his name? Gilbert Arenas. Arenas is that his name? Yeah. Girl power. You better say the right thing.
Rock out with yes. me. She violent today. Violent.
They put these boxing gloves in front of us. I don't know how to act.
All right, lady. Charlie Sheen.
A disgrace.
Damn straight.
Woody Allen.
Pedophile. Dr. Theo Huxtable.
Oh, why y'all give me that? Okay, now.
Dr. Theo Huxtable. Rapid fire, one word.
A role model. That's his character. We talking about the character. We ain't talking about the real man.
TV, this is real life, people.
Trap music.
Hey, stay wild. Keep it 100. Mike Tyson.
I don't know. Oh, leave them hoverboards alone. Layla Ali.
Girl power.
It's your turn.
Oh, that would be me. And Ronda Rousey.
The mat.
Oh my gosh. All right. So let us move on. Oh, I love rapid fire. I'm telling you. All right. So let's get into our next segment called Girl Power. So let me share something with you. On FoxyOxy.com, there's an article that talks about the art of being a lady, getting along with other women. So we know that there will always be somebody prettier, somebody smarter, somebody thinner, somebody better dressed, somebody more successful, etc. So it's natural, I think, to feel intimidated to some degree. But if you can't sort through your insecurities and learn to deal with the fact and reality is that we were all dealt different hands in life. We all had something different that made us who we are. So, similarly, if you have women in your life whom you interact with only to feel better about yourself and your own life, it's time to face reality.
Yes.
So, whether or not we're willing to admit it to ourselves, we find some sort of sick satisfaction when other women feel envious or intimidated by us. It's bad and it needs to stop. So go the extra mile to prove that you are more than just a pretty face, that your life is not as perfect as it seems, and you need friends too. So I want to talk a little bit about vulnerability. Is that a negative word in today's culture?
I don't believe it is, but there's a lot of women, especially that, yes.
You consider yourself vulnerable?
I do at times.
You are not.
No. I have to trust you to be vulnerable.
I have never seen you vulnerable.
No?
No. Maybe on your wedding day.
That is shit. It. 15 years ago.
That's it.
No.
You vulnerable?
No.
April was in a fantasy
world
today.
That's not true. I'm going to give you a time when I was vulnerable.
Tell me.
In Cabo. When we all five had a heart to heart.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't
How
remember
you don't remember
you
when your friend was being vulnerable? It was a moment where I felt I was in a safe place and I let my hair down and I shared what I was going through.
I don't believe that.
I'm going to stop talking to you because you don't pay me no mind when we talk. I will never be vulnerable again with you.
But honestly, you know, to be vulnerable, it means that you have to be willing to shed all your armor. You know,
yes.
You have to be willing to shed everything and to admit some shortcomings and admit some failures and all of that. So just like we were talking previously about that little post I found, like I find it fascinating that I found so many women that have said, you know, you're right. I was kind of guilty of that. You know, I did kind of raise my daughter, but I couldn't find a single woman who would admit that she maybe practiced the same stuff when it came to her son.
I just don't agree. If I did, I mean, I know I spoiled my sons, but mm-hmm. I can't, not to that degree.
So why what do you think gets in the way of women being vulnerable?
What gets in the way?
Yes.
Their pride?
Yes. Absolutely pride. So what can be done so that women can maybe I don't want to say humble themselves, because it's not about humbling yourself, but it's really about being open.
Yeah, you know, I really, you know, I'm waiting for you to give me the answer to that.
Because I don't think you are.
You, me?
Yes.
I really am highly offended on just saying today.
Offended?
Yes.
That's a harsh word.
You sit here and say I have never been vulnerable.
I haven't seen it.
Now, funny you say that, because I've never seen it with you.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Now, but you believe you're vulnerable.
Not always.
Yeah.
Not always.
Maybe with Damon.
You know, I'm usually vulnerable, like, when I speak. You know what
really?
I mean? Yeah. Because I really share. Like, when I speak to an audience, I really just leave, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, but I think that's still vulnerability with limits.
Yeah.
Because I have had times where, like, I put it out there. I take off the armor.
Right.
And you missed it. I don't understand.
I'm really
going to stop talking to you.
I need you to not stop talking to me, okay?
I've been talking to a wall. Yeah. Just stop.
So do you think that there are enough positive images of women being vulnerable, for example, on social media?
No.
Would that help the case?
I don't know, because today's society is so twisted that it's like vulnerability is, instead of being recognized for what it is, yeah. It's like you're a punk or,
yes,
you know, you're
it
weak
is. It is.
Or, you know, stop crying, yeah. Stop, get your, you know, they want to see hard force, like, yeah, confrontational, you know, I got on my, that's what they want to see. And, you know, it is a small population, yeah, who doesn't, but I think the majority enjoys that,
mm-hmm,
the clap back, the pop off, the all of, yeah, that, instead of just being like,
well, you know
the opposite.
There's an Instagram account that I follow, and it's called Naked Diaries, and it's really about women who have, well, not all the women, but a lot of the women on the account have had something medically wrong with them. So they have scars from, mm-hmm, surgery, whether it's, you know, childbirth or cancer or whatever. And there's pictures of these naked women.
Okay.
And you don't see their faces.
Okay.
And it tells their story.
Okay.
It tells, you know, why they are taking this picture and how they feel about themselves and what they went through. And I just think it's phenomenal, because I will say that vulnerability is something that I have to consciously practice. Consciously. Because I'm not vulnerable by nature. I'm definitely not. But I have seen the biggest move of God in my life when I have allowed myself to really drop down into a really vulnerable state,
mm-hmm,
and just be free to show people who Diane, mm-hmm, Valentine is.
That's what he wants. He wants, yes, you to get out of the way so he can show you who he is, instead of us feeling like, I have to be in control.
Yes.
I have to make it go my way. No, I have to be safe. Mm-hmm. This is my space, you know. He really,
yes,
wants to strip us of all of that stuff so,
yes,
that we can really see his hair move in the situation.
So
I just
true.
Said that on my call the other day I had.
It's so true. But, you know, I think finding that place, and I think you have to realize is that it's not about finding a safe place where you can be it. It's just be it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I try to practice it when I recognize it. See, it's hard. It's hard to recognize it, because I feel like that's a blind spot. You know, it's,
yeah,
a blind area in our lives, and we don't know when we're not that.
Well, I say safe place because I've been guilty of thinking, oh, we're friends. Oh, well, I can be me. Let me take off my chest plate. Let me take off my arm coverings. Let me.
Yeah.
And it's totally backfired. So to me, I always say, use wisdom in knowing,
yeah,
when you can be vulnerable. Now, if you're in your prayer closet, and by all means, you ain't got nothing to worry about, but, you know, these other women that you feel like are friends, and you,
right,
find out later, you're not really a friend. You're just,
yeah,
an enemy clothed in sheep's clothing.
All so
this time, I was misconstrued.
Town,
right,
right,
right.
But, you know, what I do see in you is you're incredibly emotional.
Yes.
Right? April is
my heart
incredibly
is always
emotional.
On my sleeve.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
get in my bag!
You are incredibly emotional. And
what is that? Why is that?
I think it's a beautiful thing. But I still don't see you as vulnerable. But I see you as very emotional.
I hate it. I hate it.
But you know what? The beauty of that is when you could, if you combine that emotion with some vulnerability.
Well, where can I get some of this vulnerability you're speaking of? Because I have some. Thank you, ma'am. You just keep missing it. That's the problem.
Apparently so. Apparently so. So what about in your personal life? So what do you do every day that helps promote unity amongst women? Not rock out with me.
Right.
Just in your personal life.
Well, my prayer life plays a gigantic role, because let me tell you, if I didn't have God, I'd be on TMZ. I'd be on America's Most Wanted. He keeps me grounded. But I always try to make a conscious effort daily to do something positive. Just put positive energy out of there.
Okay.
I have to, because I'm around such toxic people and toxic situations. I have to. Like, if I allow myself to get sucked into that, I'll be in a dark place.
Right,
so,
right.
For me and my husband, we have to, you know what? Let me give you a word today. Give me a word today. Let me give somebody else a word today. I have to be around that type of energy, because that's what keeps me in that place of being able to be positive and be effective. Because, you know, I feel like when you just Debbie Downer, negativity, always got something negative to say, always got a dark cloud. That don't do nothing but just put you in a pit.
Right. So,
so
true.
You know, I definitely, that's for me, that's what I do, what I practice.
All right. So what is something that women that are watching, give us something that they can do?
I think.
One thing.
Let me think which one is more important. I think, you know, I understand everybody's spiritual life isn't where mine is. Mm-hmm. So I think something that's light that everyone can kind of identify or gravitate towards is affirmations. Okay. You know, whether you do it by Mary Jane, she always has them all over her mirror and stuff. And I really think that that's good. You know, it feeds positivity. It keeps your space positive. When you leave your home, you're leaving with the right frame of mind. So I think I would start there. That's like a baby thing to do, a baby step. And I think once you start doing that, then it'll draw interest for you to go buy a book that might deposit into your spirit, or maybe get on your knees a little bit more than you may, you know, do on the norm. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very important to start somewhere that's not overwhelming, because if it's too much, you just won't do it.
You won't do it. Really.
But, you know, light and fluffy.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
Thank you.
All right, so let's move on. Now we are at our segment called I'm Just Saying, and that is where we hear from you, we answer your questions, we give you feedback on your burning desires and the things you want to hear from us. So we want to hear from you. Do you love our show? Do you hate it? Do you like me as the host? Maybe you think I'm horrible. Maybe April should be the host. Hint, hint. But give us feedback. You can reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter at JustSayingShow_. And also you can email us at JustSayingLive@gmail.com. So today we have an anonymous question. Mm. She probably didn't want to be a hater and act like she was in a girl fight, but it's okay. And the question is, would you rather your local WNBA team win a championship, or would you rather find
$5? I'd rather they win a championship. $5, what you gonna do with $5? Get a loaf of bread? Then you're gonna be fat. So just let them go on and get that championship.
So why would you think that question would even be
relevant,
put out there?
I don't know. What is your take on it?
Well, you know, when I think about the WNBA, I don't get particularly excited. I can't say I wanna go and sit at a game.
Yeah.
Nothing about that amuses me. But I think it's like amazing that there are these female athletes, and now they have a, you know, they have a platform to show their talents.
Why is that? I wonder why it doesn't, like that reality show, the football girls, and I'm like, listen, them bleachers was filled up. Now, granted, they had on thongs while they played football. Maybe that might be the reason.
It was only men watching.
You know, and I'm like, you know, but they had that audience.
Yeah.
Where, unfortunately, I don't know if the WNBA is getting the love that they would like.
Yeah.
We know they're not getting the love that they should.
Right.
And it's sad because, you know, they've gone great lengths to get this platform, and now they have it, but yet we don't support it. What is that?
Maybe they should have male talent. Like, they shouldn't have cheerleaders.
I think they should change the uniforms.
Change the uniforms?
Change the uniforms.
Nobody crop top? Even like listen, Serena, that would be cute.
Cute
though.
Little, you know,
that would be cute.
Little, not booty shorts, but the little like Serena come and serve
Serena,
all the time.
That's true. I do. This
Serena,
onto something.
I think you should design the new WNBA uniform.
That's true. I think they should try that.
Who, as a woman, I don't want to see another woman dressed like NBA
like a
player.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's
and
not cute.
No, no. I think they should make it a little more girly.
But, you know, they're fit, right? So crop top sports bras would be amazing, right? Even if they need to be in the shorts because, I don't know, they fall and they need to slide across the floor. Nobody wants to get no knees up. Okay, if you was playing basketball.
They can wear knee pads.
But, you know
even
what
some
I mean?
Cute ones.
But I don't know. I think a crop top would help the situation.
I think if they just revamped the uniform, you know, and everybody thought Gilbert Arenas was crazy when he was over there popping off, but he had a point. Like, just make it, you know, inviting. Make draw the people in. Give it a new facelift.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, look, if somebody is saying they'd rather you get $5 than you win a championship, president of the WNBA, we hope you are watching. You need
and we want
a makeover.
20%. And if that don't work, instead of, do they have cheerleaders? Y'all need to get some male strippers. I don't like them, but it's a whole world that would love them.
The game is a family night. It is family
well,
night.
Well, no, don't take off their clothes, but you know, like the male dancers. I'm just saying.
At the game?
Listen.
No, I was thinking male.
They got girls at the game cheerleading and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, but no.
Popping their hot pocket wide, Mickey. Listen, I don't want to see it, but I'm just saying.
Did you say hot pocket?
Yes, I'm just saying what works. For the NBA,
yes.
Try to see if you flip it to the WNBA, would it work?
Oh,
that's all I'm saying. All right. Like, change it a little bit.
Okay.
That's
all.
All
right. President of WNBA, you need to call us. We can hook you up. All right. So before we wrap up this episode of Girl Fight, April, why don't you give our viewers one tip about...
She going to stop limiting my speaking time.
Just say your last words, telling people how to call you.
My last words is this. Ladies, take off the boxing gloves. Take them off. We too pretty, too talented, too wonderful, too amazing to be fighting one another or fighting anyone for that matter. Stop hating on your girlfriend. Supposedly girlfriend. Stop hating on the girl that you probably want to be friends with, but you're not. And be positive. Embrace each other. I promise you, you could do so much more together. And most of the time, the women that you really be hating, you really like something about them. So why don't you stop the foolishness for 2016? Rock out with me. Rock out with her. Rock out with whomever so we can rock out with you. I'm April Daniels. You can follow me across all social media platforms at I Am April Daniels.
So, ladies, this notion of girl fight, to me, it is so much deeper than just take off the boxing gloves. I think that we have to spend time and figure out what is the heart and soul of our anger. Where does it come from? What did it stem from? Go back. Talk to your mama. Talk to your grandmama. Find your daddy if you don't know who he is, because that's where the problems lie. And until we can get to the heart and soul of who we are, we can never be our sister's keeper. My name is Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms. We will see you next week. God bless you. Good night. Now, me and April about to,
You hear her say, I don't know about the box. Look, we talking to millennials.
Me and you.
You gave them too much homework.
You.
When they give me my glasses, those is mine.
3 Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.